Clyde. Get it on.
Dr. Jackie Sherard works at the GUM clinic based at the Churchill Hospital in Headington.
Well, the first thing is actually we have two clinics. We have the one here at the Churchill. We also have one in Banbury, which is in the Orchard Health Centre in the centre of town, which is in a very easy to get to with a free car park and walking distance from the town centre in Banbury. So that's the first one. And the second one here at the Churchill is, as you say, it is in the middle of Headington. It's very close to Brookes, walking distance from the bus stop at the top of the road. We have maps on our website and on the hospital website. And if you ring up our department, anybody would be happy to tell you either from within the hospital or outside how to actually get to us from wherever you are.
And having spent some time in the waiting room this morning, it's bright, there's flowers, there's MTV on, there's magazines. You've obviously thought about this quite a lot.
Yes, well, we've asked young people what it would make, you know, we recognise it can be difficult for young people to come to hospital, particularly around sexual health, and so we've worked with people who come to the clinic and also people who haven't been to the clinic, asking them what would make it easier for them to come in, what they'd like in the waiting rooms to make, you know, their time here as easy and pleasant as possible. We offer a series of either appointments if people prefer to make a timed appointment, or we also have a daily drop-in clinic where people can just walk in any time between 12:15 and 3:15 and be seen on the same day that they choose to come in. If you come into the walk-in clinic, you may expect to be here a bit longer because it depends how many people also walk in on the same day. If you have an appointment, you'll be seen more quickly, but you may have to wait longer for the appointment. But yes, we make it so that people can be seen the same day if they need to.
There's a lot of nervous people, I'm sure, who come through these doors. What services do you offer in terms of maybe onward referral or counselling or education even?
Well, education and counselling is very much part of their initial consultation. All the staff here are trained in working with young people and nervous people. We also have people called health advisors who see people who are particularly anxious about their diagnosis or worried if they have an infection, who can do some short-term one-to-one work with them on the same day that they attend clinic. And if we identify that they need longer term support, then we can arrange that as well. Anyone who wants any more information, visit our website, which is sexualhealthoxfordshire.nhs.uk. Again, this has been designed with input from young people and people who've been to the clinic, and I think we've put in all the queries that people have had on there. We've had some very good feedback. We get a lot of visits. We get about 200 visits a day from people in Oxfordshire. You can even download the registration form if you want to speed up your time in clinic and fill it in before you come to clinic. As I say, it's very easy to navigate, and hopefully would answer most people's questions about coming to the clinic. There's even one tab on visiting the clinic that goes through the entire process, including your results, the examination.
Whatever you do, it's best to be in the know. Knowledge is power, after all.
Sex, worth talking about. Join the Get It On campaign at glidefm.co.uk/getiton.